I recently saw the film Black Swan. It was, in some ways, better than I thought it would be. It was certainly weirder than I thought it would be. I was expecting a kind of a weird, arty sort of exploration of a paranoid, maybe even slightly schizoid mind, at least in the movie definition of schizophrenia. Doesn't bear a lot of resemblance, I believe, to actual clinical diagnoses of the various different conditions that come under schizophrenia. Not even sure if they use that word anymore. Is it dissociative disorder now? But, and if you haven't seen the film, there were some minor spoilers in what I'm going to say, but nothing too major. A couple of things struck me about the film. First was, I don't think I've ever seen so many hands groping so many pelvises in one film ever, at least not films shown in cinemas to public. To the general public, but the other thing that struck me was there were quite a lot of effects in the film, visual effects, most of which I don't believe were necessary. Now, I'm a big visual effects fan. I like films with visual effects, but the film did. I mean, the most effective scenes in the film were ones where she catches glimpses of herself, on the train. Not in a reflection, but actually another passenger that's her, or she catches glimpses of herself, or is it her, walking down a hallway towards her, that sort of thing. Now, some of those were done just simply, they weren't even split screens, they were just clever editing. Other shots seemed to be done with some kind of either split screen or perhaps even some sort of motion tracking on the face of another actress. I think there was some of that was done in some of the wider shots so that Natalie Portman could appear to be dancing ballet moves she couldn't, as an actress, actually do. And those sorts of effects are fine because they're generally invisible. But there were some other effects where, and again, this is a very minor spoiler, I assure you, where she appears to grow feathers in her skin. Did we really need to see? And it was impressive. Nothing wrong with the effect. The effect itself was actually very well done. But I'm not sure if it was necessary. And another part where she's having like a traumatic episode, she's becoming the swan, there's like a cracking sound and her knee joints bend backwards, I assume to imply the legs of a swan. It seemed totally gratuitous to me. But I guess what's happened is that modern audiences, and I guess they were trying to get some younger people in to see the film, although I suspect the film is aimed more at my age group and maybe mid-30s at the youngest, but if they're trying to get younger people in, and frankly even people my age, mid-40s, we've grown up on visual effects. So what, although I watch a lot of older films, which obviously have very little visual effects, certainly nothing, no CG effects. And whereas I think modern audiences are used to films with a lot of that stuff in it. So to them, it probably didn't stick out. It probably seemed like a film with very few effects in it. The film's worth seeing. I do recommend seeing it on the big screen with a good sound system. There's some beautiful music in it. Not as much dancing. I'm not a ballet fan myself, but I would have expected there to be more ballet in the film. There isn't. That's probably for sensible commercial reasons, but it's a shame, really. Some of the dancing that is in there is, not surprisingly, Swan Lake. One of the problems I have with ballet, even though I have nothing but respect for the amount of work they're put in. I mean, ballet dancers are artists, they are athletes, they are dedicated. But there are some of the moves they do, and this applies to any art form, if you're an outsider to it, not experienced with it, some aspects seem ridiculous to you. There are a couple of moments in the film where they're dancing beautifully in Swan Lake, and then they flap their arms like birds. And it's just, to me, to my eye, it's comical. So yeah, even though I'm not a big fan of ballet, I'm surprised there wasn't more ballet in the film, particularly since ballet is so visual. But no, the film's good, and it does keep you guessing. You don't know what's real and what's not, which is, I guess, the idea, because neither does the main character. Black Swan.